I managed to meet a South African at the World Halal Travel Summit, Naeem Patelia, who is formerly from Johannesburg, currently residing in Dubai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's always nice to meet South Africans outside South Africa.
Yes, of course. We also look forward to when South Africans come to visit. It's nice to see them as well.
It was actually quite strange to see yourself here, not being part of the media contingent or being part of the travel operators coming from South Africa. What brings you to the summit?
I actually have a travel business here in based in Dubai. So the summit is very interesting for us to see you know, what sort of opportunities there are for the halal market, what hotels can offer, what countries can offer, you know, that kind of thing.
Alhamdulillah. So tell us about yourself in terms of your business activities here in Dubai. It sounds rather unique that you have a South African living in Dubai and in the travel industry.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Actually, we are in Dubai for just around almost 6 years. But the travel business itself is new, just about 1.5 years now that I have a travel business. So we are based in Dubai, and then we have the travel business linked to a UK company, Travel Counselors. So that, what it does, it gives us a great opportunity to sell travel worldwide, you know. We have customers coming into Dubai, guests coming into Dubai, as well as traveling everywhere else.
What's your thoughts about the whole concept of promoting halal travel? Is it a hoax or is it a real market?
Actually, you know, to be quite honest, still, although one of the things I do focus on is halal travel in a sense, but really people today, I don't think they're really looking for halal travel. They're looking for a nice destination. They're looking for a hotel that, whether it's 4-star or 5-star, you know, what sort of facilities they can get from a hotel. Whether it's halal or not, people judge for themselves. Coming to Dubai as well, whether halal is, a hotel is halal or not, you know, who can say?
In terms of the number of South Africans that yearly or monthly or every holiday season come to South Africa, to Dubai, are you able to put a number to that? Is Dubai a very popular destination for South Africans?
I think I couldn't put a number because, I mean, we are one travel operator here, but I think it's quite significant. I mean, Dubai is, the way it's marketed worldwide generally, Dubai is a popular destination. And what has happened, I think, in this last year, SAA has had some very good fares. So because of that, many South Africans are coming through in this last few months and going forward into February.
Is there a need for regulation in the market in terms of hotels claiming to have halal food? You know, the checks and balances need to be put in place. So in terms of that, what is the possibility? Do you think we'll ever be able to have a world regulator in this regard?
I think, like you say, this halal is very subjective, you know. One person's idea of halal food, for example, can differ very greatly to somebody else's. In the UAE as well, people are particular. Within the UAE, you get some hotels that saying they are more halal than others, or some restaurants advertising is halal. So does it make the other restaurants non-halal? So I think a regulator, probably people have tried in South Africa as well to have a unified regulator, but I think there's too much maybe vested interest of everybody else to unify under one umbrella.
What are you looking forward to in the coming days at the summit?
So, yeah, like, basically, coming to the conference, we hope to meet, or we are meeting representatives of hotels, sales managers, and we meet country representatives as well. They basically can give us an idea of what services they can offer for Muslim travelers specifically, and generally as well for travel, you know, what makes that particular hotel stand out, or what makes that country attractive destination for Muslim travelers, as well as any other traveler for that matter.
Jazakumullah khair for sharing your thoughts with us, and all the best in the coming days, and we'll keep in touch, inshallah.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
We continue interviewing various guests from the World Halal Travel Summit in Abu Dhabi, and I have with me Babar Saeed, who is a managing partner for Oryx International Tourism. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Babar, what's your take in, what's your thoughts about the summit thus far as we come towards the end of the first day?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for coming all the way here, and I hope you guys are enjoying it as well at the same time as much as I am. This is the first summit in terms of halal tourism, which has been organized by the Abu Dhabi Tourism Authority, and we are part of it. So far, so good. I mean, we have a phenomenal response. This is the destination. which has been presented as an, a halal tourism destination, along with the leisure and MICE. And it's a great response. I mean, we have people from all around the world, including the Turkey, Malaysia, Indonesia, UK market, and obviously we as a DMC, destination management company, providing to our guests, those who are coming here for as a halal to taking care of the halal tourism, we provide complete destination management services from them from the time they arrive. We take care of their arrival for the airport pick and drops. We give them a hotel which is according to the Islamic principle. Food is available, the various excursions in terms of family available, the beaches, the pool which is separately for families. So it's a complete destination. I am confident to say that for family oriented halal tourism.
Is the halal tourism industry a growing industry?
Well, it's the most, one of the most growing industry in the world, in fact. Obviously, you know, along with the conventional tourism, leisure or MICE, but if you look at the figures, it has touched the billions and billions of dollars for this industry now, basically.
How do we define what is halal tourism? Is there a specific definition that we could highlight and say this is what is halal tourism about, or is it more or less broad guidelines that people adhere to or try to implement?
Well, see, halal tourism is basically the tourism according to the Islamic principle, basically. The services what we are providing, or we call it halal tourism, it's mainly focused on a family oriented, where you have the independence, where you have separate access to the excursions as in a family, enjoy it. These are resorts which we have here. We have hotels, those have a separate pool for the families. We have some safaris or where the families can only be enjoy as well, focused on heritage and culture as well. So the tourism which is halal, we call it basically follow according to the principle of Islam.
What are the aims of the summit that is being hosted?
Of course, definitely the biggest aim is to recognize Abu Dhabi as a destination for halal tourism. That is obviously is a major aim for that. And looking at the, on a very first day, it's a phenomenal response from all over the world. All those destination management companies or the operators came from worldwide is a witness of the success of this event.
Absolutely, yes. So there are delegates that have come from far and wide, and I believe from almost 70 countries that have gathered at the summit for the first day, which will spend over 2 days. Your message to South African Muslims?
Well, being a Muslim, of course, I love to have them here, and we would love to provide them any service they require according to the Islamic principle, according to the family-oriented destination, and halal tourism, complete service from the time they arrive, the time they leave. I'm confident that they will enjoy the best of Abu Dhabi ever.
Father, we appreciate your time, and we pray and make dua that this summit is a great success. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It was Babu Saeed, Managing Partner of Oryx International Tourism, speaking to us live from the World Halal Travel Summit 2015 in Abu Dhabi.